U.S. economy grew at 2.6% in the fourth quarter.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The Bureau of Economic Analysis just released its initial estimate of the fourth quarter growth, estimating the U.S. economy's growth at 2.6%, down from 3.4% in the third quarter. Almost all economists were expecting something close to this number. The consensus was at 2.5%. Two exceptional growth rates last year of 4.2% and 3.4% are not unheard of. During the second, third quarters of 2015, GDP grew at 5.1% and 4.9% respectively. However, neither of these are normal nor sustainable for the U.S. economy. Last quarter's GDP growth was mostly due to higher personal consumption expenditures, non-residential fixed investment, private inventory investment, and federal government expenditures. Those were partly offset by negative contributions from residential fixed investment, trade deficit, and state and local government spendings. We use gross national product, or GDP, to measure economic activity. The GDP measures the output of goods and services produced by labor capital located in the United States. This is currently the best measure of economic activity that we have. However, it is generally based on U.S. economy's mid-20th century production structure, which was composed of a significantly larger manufacturing base than when nobody had even heard of something called the Internet. Okay, back to the fourth quarter data. In the fourth quarter, consumers didn't increase their expenditures anywhere close to what they did during the second and third quarters of last year. Domestic investment in the U.S. also rose at a slower rate than before, all contributing to a slower economic growth in the fourth quarter. While both exports and imports increased during the fourth quarter, imports rose twice as fast as exports, further widening the trade deficit. Most economists expect this year's first quarter GDP growth to slow down to close to 2% from 2.6 for last quarter. It should be noted that a direct impact of the personal tax cut was an increase in after-tax portion of paychecks for most employees. This resembles a pay raise and, as expected, caused a significant increase in consumer expenditures last year, particularly in the area of durable goods, which increased by 4.1%. Most economists, however, expect this sugar high to taper off further in the coming months. In 2018, federal deficit rose to $780 billion, an increase of $113 billion over the previous year. And according to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimates, in 2019, deficit will total at $900 billion, $118 billion more than last year's level. While economists are divided at how much longer the growth will continue, they are a lot more united at the expectations of higher interest rate and slower economic growth in the near future. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.